Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 11th, 2009. Here's Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this message from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania this morning, where we are getting a heavy rain, for which we just expressed thanks and consider the biblical illustration of God's Word not returning vain or void. And that's our prayer today. We share this message with you. The title of the message is The Lord of Lords, and a couple of different scripture texts today from Psalm 136 verse 3, 1 Peter 1 verse 3, and Hebrews 4 verse 16.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endures forever. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
When we pastored in New England, we had a wonderful older couple in our congregation named Hope and John Winchoba. Both are now with the Lord, but many great memories remain. They were a tremendous source of encouragement during our years of ministry in that congregation. And I would add, in addition to the notes we have, and we may add this to our written notes, just being accepted as a younger ministry couple, still at that time, accepted by this older couple. I suppose my most interesting memory was when John took me quahogging. Quahog is a type of clam. In a bay near their home, they lived on West Island in the Atlantic Ocean. Well, Brooksine, Hope, and Astaire watched as John and I collected some quahogs. When we got back to their home, John insisted that I eat at least one raw quahog right from the shell, slurping it down. I suppose he wanted to make my experience authentic and memorable, which it obviously did, as I recall the experience 15 years later. Well, I prefer to have my clams mixed in with chowder.
John once shared with us a story about a visit he and Hope had made to England. They were touring the House of Lords in the Parliament building. He was getting up in years and had been very weary from travel, so he took an available seat to rest a spell. A security guard approached him and asked, "Excuse me, are you a lord?" John honestly replied, "No," and was bluntly told, "Only lords are allowed to sit here." I wonder if John's face reddened as he was escorted out of his seat to where the regular folks are seated.
Well, I'm just laughing as I recall that story, and John had such an interesting descriptive personality. Now, John was not a lord, and being asked that question must surely have shaken him a bit, since he was a factory worker and unaccustomed to hearing the title of lord given to people. In fact, here in America, it's not used for people at all, but for the Lord Jesus Christ in our faith. But in England, some members of nobility, apparently, depending on their ranking, are given the title Lord.
Well, what a joy today to serve the one and only true Lord, and the one whom the Bible calls the Lord of Lords. The psalmist calls us to give thanks to the Lord and gives a reason that recurs over and over in this psalm. And why? For His mercy endures forever.
3,000 years have passed since the psalmist declared this truth, and yet God's mercy is still enduring. Today's date, especially here in America, reminds us of the awfulness of sin. And certainly there are many questions we have that still await an answer. Some will be answered in this life, but others will not. And yet we are strengthened by God's glorious power so that we are, and I quote from Colossians 1, verse 9, able to pass through any experience and endure it with joy.
The amazing love and endless mercy of God continues to pour out on the fallen human race. All who turn to Him in faith are recipients of His great mercy in providing salvation from sin and guidance in our daily lives. And Scripture says, in His great mercy, He has given us new birth. Well, His mercy endures even in the hardest, darkest places and during the most baffling of times. We continue to receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Are you serving the Lord of Lords? We encourage you to reaffirm your commitment today as you give thanks for His mercy that truly endures this day and forevermore.
Let's pray together. Jesus, your infinite mercy is the greatest gift you impart upon your creation, alongside the marvelous truth that your compassion knows no bounds. Your power and authority far exceed any human role or title established on this earth. Yet you love us personally with an inexhaustible and an enduring devotion. We are never cast aside as being unimportant or unranked in your sight, for you refer to us repeatedly as your treasured possession. As we reflect upon the 9/11 disaster 8 years ago in America, we're reminded of the scenes of evil played out at its very worst, and the response of goodness seen at its very best. People worked together on both sides of the political spectrum, and heartfelt prayers resounded throughout our land. Churches were filled on Sunday mornings. Though we may not see it as clearly as we did during that tragic time, we are fully aware that your loving mercy is never-ending, always extended to us in our time of need. We continue to pray for revival in our land and healing in our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, of course, today is a day that the very mention of brings back memories, 9/11, and we're grateful for God's steadfast mercy. Well, if you go to our site today, this is the message that we have prepared for Friday, September 11th, 2009. You'll find at the top a picture we took yesterday indicating that fall is just around the corner. We saw a wagon with a lot of pumpkins on it. We also have a little bit more regarding our memories of the couple we mentioned in the message today, John and Hope Winchoba, a little reflection. In fact, it's something that I found that I wrote to our church shortly after, announcing John's death in 1999. And I basically adapted it because it's kind of an interesting story. I want to also point out we have a picture today of Everett, a friend of ours that works in one of the factories we visit as chaplains. And I saw Everett yesterday, and he excitedly told me it was his 74th birthday. Now, this company is kind of interesting because it has a lot of older people that have worked there for a long time. But Everett began working at this very factory in 1951, meaning he's worked there 58 years, older than both Brooksine and I. And Everett's distinguished by an extremely pleasant disposition, and it's always a joy to visit with him. And I actually have a photo up of Everett. And finally today, well, if you're curious what quahogs are, I got a link and you can read an article. They're a type of clam. I also have one single audiovisual file up today as we talk to John and Hope about the story that John experienced being asked to jump up from the stair because he's not because he's not a Lord. It seemed like part of that story now, and both John and Hope are with the Lord, was we talked about that song, A Child of the King. And I have a audio from a local church. It's not professionally done, but you can sense the earnestness of the person singing it. It should be available just by clicking on the link. Again, our message today, Friday, September 11th, 2009, our website, dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day. Continue to serve the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.